On February 9th, the University of Alaska Fairbanks will become the second institution to sign a long-term agreement with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Office of Marine Pollution Assessment. I'm Karen Sedgo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The memo of understanding to be signed with NOAA is for cooperative work on the identification of environmental hazards and the analysis of ecological systems that are affected by the exploration of oil and gas. A first such research agreement was signed with the Stony Brook campus of the State University of New York. UAF Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke said it is significant that NOAA initiated the process with UAF.
Other universities have requested such similar agreements with NOAA. However, they have been politely declined. The fact that NOAA initiated this request with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, I think, is a national statement of the significance of some of the research activity and the quality of the science that we do here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Not only does the memo of understanding signify confidence in UAF, the agreement with NOAA will foster a long-term cooperative approach to Arctic science. Dr. O'Rourke emphasized that the agreement with NOAA will not automatically result in money for research projects. Each contract with the agency will still be negotiated separately.
This agreement establishes the long-range trust to our science as it would pertain to cooperative arrangements with NOAA and OMFA, which we've never had in the past. So each of these subcontracts, which might be negotiated in the future, would be to enhance the objectives of the agreement. We hope that the formalization of this agreement would result in more scientific research dollars coming to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, but as everyone knows, the situation in Washington, D.C. as it pertains to the federal budget is relatively unstable at the present time. None of us know where that's going to fall out.
The memorandum that will be signed in Washington, D.C. on February 9th does not conflict with Senator Frank Murkowski's initiative to develop a coherent U.S. policy on the Arctic. UAF and NOAA officials have worked closely with the senator's office, and the senator will be present at the signing. Several UAF research institutes have worked with NOAA in the past. The relationship has been advantageous. The formal agreement, however, according to Chancellor O'Rourke, will enhance the already outstanding national and international reputation of many of the university's research institutes.
This particularly will have an impact on the Institute of Marine Science and the Geophysical Institute. Both of these would be affected. The agreement, I think, signifies recognition both locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally that the University of Alaska Fairbanks is centrally involved in solving complex marine pollution issues, which are of more than just scientific interest and will have a major impact on the welfare and improvement of the state of Alaska in the future and on the nation.
The primary goals of the Memo of Understanding are to improve understanding of Alaskan coastal marine and continental shelf areas, including the high Arctic, the ability to predict changes induced by human use, and the ability to manage the oceanic and coastal waters to conserve their multi-use character. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgo. Lunar samples will be on display in the Wood Center Ballroom on Monday from 12 to 4. On Wednesday night, the international film Orpheus will be presented at 7:30 in the concert hall. At 8 that same night, the men's basketball team will play UAA. On Thursday afternoon at 1, recitals can be heard in the concert hall. There is a rifle match at 8 a.m. Friday in the Patty Gym. The Board of Regents will be holding a special committee meeting on campus on Friday, and the movie Stripes will be shown Friday and Saturday night at 6:40 in the concert hall, and the women's basketball team will play Western Washington February 12th and 13th at 8 p.m. in the Patty Gym. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.